We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes. This halacha is based on Torah Zion in Likutei Moran Tanina, which is a long chapter that has a lot of important information in it. And we're substantially in the middle of this halacha. We'll try to fill in the pieces. V'alkein hishtadel Yaakov lohoitzi abechoyra me'esov, v'hoitzio mimenu be'eso achilo daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning about here, in the past year we spoke a lot about the connection between das and achila. Rav Nosson Zal, quoting from the Likutei Moran there, emphasized that when a person has the right kind of das, bishlemus, which is the das of the son and the das of the student, then that person could be zoicha when they're eating to receive he'oras harotzoin, to receive a tremendous light from Hashem, which is a tremendous flow of kindness and das from Hashem, number one, and at the same time for the person to feel a tremendous deep yearning and desire for Hashem. All of that is included in that term, He'oras HaRotzon. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, we had also learned earlier that Bechor represented Das. We mentioned that every single child that a Jew brings into the world is a birth of Das, because human beings are referred to as Bnei Deya. The title Odom applies only to people who have Das, and the term Das that we're referring to here is, most importantly, recognition of Hashem. So every child that a parent brings into the world, we're hoping to be able to pass on, Doer L'Doer Yishabach Basecho, to be able to transmit to the next generation awareness and recognition of Hashem, and the desire to serve Hashem and please Hashem. So each birth is a birth of Das. The Bechor is the most important one. We mentioned the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. That Reishis, the first, the Torah says, is Das, meaning that the firstborn child, based on what the Arizal says, that the Bechor receives the majority from the parents. All the other children are sort of an extension, a continuation from the Bechor. We mentioned, like in the example of a train, usually the front car has the engine in it and everything. The other cars are being basically pulled along by that front car. Here also, according to the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Bechor is the majority of the Chiyas Digdusha of the family, of the children that are to be born, and the other children are a continuation from the Bechor. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on this, we'll understand why Yaakov Avinu tried very hard to extract the Bechora from Esav, and he did it at the time of eating. Specifically, Kamaisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayozed Yaakov Nozid, that Yaakov Avinu cooked up a lentil soup and prepared it and offered it to Esav in exchange for the birthright. Vayomer Esav said, Halitenina, shovel the food into my mouth, I'm very hungry, shove it down my mouth. Vayomer, and then Yaakov Avinu said, Michro chayoymes b'chayros choli, sell me the birthright, and I'll give you the food. Vom Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis tell us, She'oysoy hayoym meis Avram Avinu, that on that day Avram Avinu had passed away in order that he shouldn't witness Esav really going off the deep end, going way off the path. Ubishel Yaakov Adashim Lahavrois Esoviv. And Yaakov Avinu had cooked this lentil soup as a Sudas Havro for Yitzchok Avinu, his father. The Torah teaches us that when a person loses one of their close relatives that they actually mourn for, immediately after the funeral, the first meal should be brought by others. It shouldn't be prepared by the person themselves. Others should prepare it for them. It's called a Sudas Havro. And one of the dishes that's included in that suda is either lentils or eggs, something that's round that represents the concept of continuity. The fact that we know that even after a person passes away, they continue to live in the next world, number one, and the concept of one generation passing on the flame to the next generation. So note that it was at this meal that Yaakov Avinu invited Esav to sell him the Bechoira in exchange for the meal. Kimavoyer b'hatoyra anal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran Tanina, that each and every single Jew is supposed to be involved in this process of bringing holy das into the world. And this is the main thing that remains from a person. After a person leaves the world, the most important thing that he leaves behind in this world is the awareness and recognition of Hashem that he was able to give over to his children, to his students, to his friends, to his wife, to whoever he shared it with. Bechinas chalifois. Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes a Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Gemara is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Asher ein chalifois lomoi, V'lo yoru elikim. The person did not have a replacement for himself. He didn't replace himself. And he didn't fear Hashem properly. And the Gemara there shows that, again, this is the most important thing that a person wants to leave behind, is this respect for Hashem. And where you leave it behind, the chalifos, the Gemara says, there's two opinions. One rabbi says it refers to a son, passing on that Yiras Elikim to a son. The other one says it's a student. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that it's both. A son is a student, a proper son is a student, and a good student is like a son. And this is the main hashara that a person leaves behind in the world when they pass away, is the fact that they were privileged to give over to their sons, to their students, this awareness of Hashem, this recognition of Hashem. V'Avraham she'osak bozeh kol yomov, Avraham Avinu, who was involved in this his entire life, v'hishir zeh hadas ha'kodesh l'doyres achra v'dayim hazeh, and Avraham Avinu left behind this das in the world for generations to follow him. He passed it on to Yitzhak Avinu, who passed it on to Yaakov Avinu, who passed it on to the 12 tribes, until today. V'alkein, and therefore, Bayoim Shenestalek, on the day that Avram Avinu passed away, Osak Yaakov Lahavrois Ulahachiles Oviv, Yaakov Avinu was involved in preparing this meal to feed his father Yitzhak Avinu, Kedei Lahamshich Al Yedei Hoachilo Daiko Hashoras Hadasanal Shel Avraham. What was the purpose of this meal? Based on chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, it was via this meal, via this Achila Digdusha, that Yaakov Avinu was going to help draw the Das from Avram Avinu to have it passed on to Yitzchak Avinu, to be able to pass it on to further generations. Al Yedei He'oras HaRotzoin Shemeir Beis Achila, through this great light that's called He'oras HaRotzoin, that shines at the time of eating. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Soid Havroas HaOvel, and this is the whole concept behind this halacha, behind this custom that Klal Yisrael has, that when a close relative passes away, the first meal that's eaten after the funeral is called a special Sudas Havro, Shemenachem Emoisoi, whereby we console the mourners, Al Yedei Achilas Sudas Havro, through this meal that's prepared by close friends or close relatives. Why? This isn't Purim, it's not a time for Shalach Monas. What's the... Ki Kishemeis Kroivoi Chas V'Sholoim V'Nestalik Hadas, Kefi Erech HaNefesh Shenestalik, because when a person's close relative passes away, and the das that person had leaves with them relative to that person's nefesh. If the person was a great rabbi, then when that rabbi leaves, they take with them a massive amount of Torah. There's a chapter in Likutei Moran, I believe it's chapter 14, which Rabbeinu Zal gave that shir shortly after the passing away of Reb Gedalia Milinitz, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, who was one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, a great tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, includes a paragraph about eulogies. He mentions the topic of eulogy. And Rabbeinu Zal said at that time that it's very difficult for him to say Torah because of this great tzaddik who passed away. And when a great tzaddik leaves the world, a tremendous quantity of das leaves the world. This massive, massive acquisition of das that this tzaddik had acquired leaves to a certain extent. V'nistalik hadas kifi erech hanefesh inistalik. So there's a histalkus hadas relative to the importance of the person who passed away. V'ze ikar ho'avelus. And this is what the mourning is all about. We're not mourning that I'm not going to have somebody to make breakfast for me anymore or somebody to bring home money to pay. We're mourning the loss of das, that this unit of das just left the world. Al das shenestalik, azai menachamim oisoi al yedei sudas havro. And one of the first steps in consoling the mourner is this sudas havro, lohoiro, is to teach, to show, shebevadai loy nestalik legamri, that the das that this person passed away, that this person who passed away had, has not left completely. Ubevadai nishar heora midaitoi. There is certainly an imprint of that person's das that they left behind in the world. Umekablin oiso al yedei avelas Yisrael daiko. And the way that the relatives who are left behind receive that das is by following the procedure of avelus, by performing all the mitzvahs of avelus. The kriya, the kaddish, the minyan, they're not going out of the house, they're not going to work, all the different customs and halachas. V'ho'ikr hu b'shas histalkus hatzadike emes. Rav Nosson says, obviously, the main example of this, the most important example of this, is when a true tzaddik passes away. She'osku bozer, whose whole life was involved in this, lohoyer hadas boilam, to shine this awareness of Hashem and faith in Hashem into the world. Bifrat Avraham, especially if we talk about Avraham Avinu, shehoyo harishoin sheosak bozer, who was the first one who was really involved in broadcasting Hashem to the world. V'alkein osak Yaakov levashel hamacholim lahachles oviv. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was involved in cooking. A person would say Yaakov Avinu was a Talmud Chacham. What's he doing in the kitchen? Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years on the bench learning Yoimam Valayla in the Yeshiva of Shem Vaver. Why does the Torah tell us that Yaakov Avinu was cooking up a soup? The answer is this wasn't a regular soup. This was das soup. This meal had a very, very important purpose. This meal was going to ensure that the das of Avraham Avinu was going to remain in the world and was going to be the best that it could. So this is why Yaakov Avinu was involved in preparing this food, lahach lesoviv, to feed his father, lahamshich hashoras hadas shel Avraham, in order to draw a flow of the das of Avraham Avinu al yedei achilas sudas havro, through the eating of this special meal. V'zeh shom rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, shemivashlim adashim ubeitzim, that we cook lentils and eggs, lahoyrois, to show, shegalgal hu hachoyzer boilam, that it's like a wheel that's going on in the world, that's turning in the world. This galgal, this wheel, this continuity, haynu b'chinas doyer hoylech v'doyer bo, meaning a generation leaves and a generation comes. Shehador Shehoilech. Now listen to this carefully. There's the literal translation. This statement comes from the Torah. Doir Hoilech v'Doir Bo. A generation goes, and a generation leaves, and a generation comes. Referring to the elders, the older people who pass away, and the young people who are being born. But the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, Shehador Shehoilech, Hu Hador Shebo. The generation that leaves is the same generation that's being born. The Arizal says sometimes you have people sitting Shiva, the father just passed away, and in the next room, somebody's giving birth to a baby boy, they're saying Mazel Tov, and the son is the father. That's the Soid HaGilgul, the Hainu. So again, why are we eating this food? Why are we eating these lentils and eggs? Lahoyrois, to show, Shechas v'sholom loy nistalek haniftar legamri. This person has not passed away completely. They haven't left totally. Rak kedushas daitoi nishar bevadai boilam. But rather, the das of that person, the one who passed away, some of that das definitely remains in the world. Kihu kegalgal hachoizer. Because it's like a wheel that turns. Even though one part of the wheel goes all the way down, it doesn't leave, because immediately the other part of the wheel is going up, as we see. So too, when a tzaddik passes away, who himself had tremendous das, and the most important thing he was involved with was transmitting this das, sharing this das with his children and his students. V'nidme shenistalek, and it seems as if he has left completely. Aval be'emes loy nistalek klal. However, in reality, he has not left at all. Ki tekef oylek tse hatachdoin umeir boilam. Because the minute there's this yurida of the wheel going down, a second later, it's coming up. It's going up and shining into the world. Shehu ha-hashoro shehishir boilam al-yidei sforo v'talmidov. This refers to the amount of das that the tzaddik left behind in the world through his sforim and his students. Because when it comes to very ordinary people who have not lived completely proper lives, they haven't seen to it to increase their das every day and to pass on this das to children and students. Merames ze hagalgal al gilgulim. By those people, this galgal hachoizer boilam refers to gilgul, reincarnation, meaning Shemuchrach lovoi begilgul, that this person who has just left the world, the wheel is turning and he's coming right back. Kedei lachzer has to return begilgul, kedei lachzer ulahamshich hadas, in order to take another try at having this consciousness, this awareness of Hashem, and growing it from day to day and passing it on to children and students. In order to try once again to take that das that remained with him after he passed away and reintroduce it into the world, bring it back to the world again for another try, to try to use that das to motivate him to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to live a religious, a proper life. That's regular people who keep being reincarnated again and again, trying each time to fix a little more, to do a little better, to increase the das. Aval hatzadik hoemes. However, a true tzadik taketh ba'oisli horego shenestalek. The moment he leaves, meir hadas hakodesh shaloi bebechinas galgal hachoizer. The holy das that this tzadik represented starts shining brightly in his sforim and his students. Nimtza, So we see, therefore, she'osak oz Yaakov lahamshich he'oras hashoras hadash shel zekenu Avram Avinu, that what Avram Avinu had just passed away. Yaakov Avinu was preparing a meal. What was he involved in? He was involved in drawing the remaining the das that Avram Avinu left behind in the world, in expanding that das and in broadcasting that das. Ve'oz bo Esav min asode, and just at that time Esav returned from being out in the wilderness. Ve'hu oyef min horetzicha v'haniyuf, and the Torah says that Esav was exhausted. The Gemara says, what was he exhausted from? Murder and adultery. That's what he was exhausted. He had just killed Nimrod, and he was also involved in adultery all the time, in Niyuf. K'mayisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara points out, Shehu hefech hadas hanal, which is the opposite of the das that we're referring to here, awareness of Hashem. V'yomar, and Esav said, Halitainina, shovel the food into my mouth. The Gemara says halitainina means like when you feed a camel. It opens its mouth wide and massive quantities are put into its mouth. Sheyoichal achila gasa. Esav wanted to eat achila gasa, not with dignity, not with respect, but like a behemoth, like a huge animal. Achila de sitrachra, that's eating of the other side. Because Esav did not believe in eating with holiness, that when a Jew eats properly, he has the ability to draw a great light of das and rotzoin, shehu ha-hashoro shel Avraham, which is the heritage of Avram Avinu. Al kein, therefore, Omar lo Yaakov, kadin v'kashura b'moyadoi b'zmanoi. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, at the best, most opportune, most proper time. Person would say he's eating. You don't want to give him indigestion. Or in the middle of eating? Wait till he finishes the meal. And then, no. Bedafka, when he's eating like a behemoth, he's showing that his eating is the opposite of our eating. Our eating is to draw upon us das, heras harotzim. His eating is the opposite of that. So the last thing he needs is the birthright. Because what is the birthright? The birthright is das, reishis das. Im kein, Yaakov Avinu said, if that's the case, michro chayoyim b'chayros choli, sell me the birthright today. Ki lo malecha b'chayro, what do you need birthright for? Shehu he'oras hadas anal, birthright is das. Me'achra shato koifer b'chol zeh, since you deny all of this, you reject das. Va'oz tekef nisratza Esav, and Esav was immediately agreeable. V'hoidaloi, and Esav admitted, you're 100% right in your perception of me. V'omar, Esav said, Hine anoichi hoilech lomus, v'lomos eli b'choira. I'm going to die. What do I need birthright for? Me'achar shehu hoilech lomus mamish, miso oilomus, meaning, since Esav felt that when he dies, it's going to be permanent death, there is nothing that's going to remain from him. He wasn't planning on leaving behind any das in this world whatsoever, because he didn't have no das. He didn't have any faith or recognition of Hashem. He rejected Hashem totally. What does he need b'chayra for? Shehu he'oras hadas. Birthright is das. Ki hu einoy mamin b'chol zeh, because he doesn't believe in any of this. Nimtza shemekushor umeduktok heitev hamikra hazeh. So Rav Nosson says, look how this pasuk fits so perfectly. All the different things mentioned in the pasuk, the eating, the dying, the b'chayra, it's a shehismich misosoy lebizui habchayra k'nal. That Esav spoke about his death together with his selling the birthright. Because again, the birthright is all about the das that one passes on from generation to generation. The birthright is all about continuity, which is only based on people who believe in Hashem. They believe in an afterworld, they believe in an Olam Haba, in a Gan Eden, and they believe that the mission of mankind in this world is Ledor vodor nagid godlecho ulanetzach nitzon, to pass on from one generation to other generation awareness of Hashem. That's our main mission in this world. So Esav, who said, I'm going to die not like Avram or Yaakov. When I die, it's going to be real, total, final. Therefore, what in the world do I need this thing for? What do I need Bechira for? V'chein kol ha-parsha be'ezras Hashem Yisborach nidreshes yofe kemen choymer al pi kol anal. And the entire discussion over there, you can understand perfectly. It fits together perfectly, based on what we've just learned here. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue a little more enlightening us on this.